Good evening. Just a moment. I must wipe off my glasses. And adjust my blouse and skirt. Sorry, I forgot that you had come here tonight to the university. Yes, my office is quite impressive, but I'm Dr. Jekyll after all. You wonder if I want you to drive me home now? Oh, that's very nice of you to ask, but to be honest, I have some important work to do here first before I can leave. I know it's late, but as you know, my research is always my first priority. Yes, the importance I give to my academic career might be difficult for someone like you to comprehend. Still, no offense, but I'm used to people wondering why I spend so many hours at my laboratory and at my desk. You think that I've done this before? Left you waiting? Oh, but that was like a month ago, and it wasn't what I would define as a date. Not that I'm very well acquainted with the etiquette when it comes to dates or other interactions of a more frivolous kind. You think that I've been friend-zoning you? I'm not even clear on the precise definition of that term. For me, to be a friend implies that you have an understanding of what is important in that person's life, and that you can agree about a set of values. What? Why do I always have to theorize about everything, instead of just do what I feel like? The relevancy of your question is not obvious to me, I'm sorry. Now, you'll have to excuse me. My chemical experiment should be ready by now, so I have to return to the lab. For how long? Estimated average time of this activity is 5 minutes, with a standard deviation of about 2 minutes. You want to wait right here for me? You're free to do as you please, of course. Let's meet here once I've finished my task, then. Goodbye. The conversation with my friend has not been to my liking. Too many subjective statements that could not be verified by theoretical or empirical analysis always make me feel uneasy. As I go into my laboratory, I'm, however, once again in complete control of my actions and my mental processes. My place here at the university is, after all, the territory where I feel most at home. Being able to dedicate myself fully to my field of expertise, the fascinating universe that we call the human mind. The last 6 months has been a trying period, as I've struggled to get deeper insights into the topic that I had written my doctoral thesis about, dissociative identity disorder. Increasingly frustrated that much of the advances of the scientific community had been mere speculations, I have set out to get evidence from my less than original hypothesis that a person is not truly one, but truly two. There is a thorough and primitive duality of man. The more I have studied this, the more I've noticed the cracks in the rigid, civilized facade of the human being. And there beneath, lurking just out of sight from the outside world, lies our lower self, a part of us that knows no boundaries and is solely commanded by urges and basic needs. One part that we have learned to disguise, but we can never truly be free from. The question is if we could find a way to master this inner demon, this presence within ourselves. My research has pointed to some specific enzymes and other compounds acting in our nervous system that, by proper extraction and manipulation, can be used to domesticate this other self. Perhaps even eradicate its influence. Eventually, I have managed to dilute the correct proportions of the appropriate substances into a serum that, in theory, could be used to that end. My thirst for knowledge drove me to design a series of experiments where, step by step, that second personality would be suppressed. But how to proceed with the actual experiments? For ethical reasons, I decided to use my own person as the first study object, or guinea pig, so to speak. After several months where I've gradually increased the dose of the serum, I am getting confident that this will be the pinnacle of my academic career, as well as the solution to my own personal struggles. My lower self will be permanently locked deep down in the subconscious part of my mind and will never surface again. As I sit with a vial containing the mixture in my hand, I am suddenly overcome by fear. The concentration of the active substances was higher than I have ever tested before. And is my attempt to alter my inner condition not an attack on the fragile equilibrium of my mind, a violation of nature's own creation? But the temptation of making a discovery so singular and profound at last overcame the suggestions of alarm. And I put the vial to my lips and drank its contents. At first I cannot notice anything, but then I feel a dizziness that I've not experienced the previous times. Like I'm seeing double. I take an unsteady step and look at the mirror image in the glass doors where I store my chemical bottles. What I see is disturbing, but at the same time it feels good. Really good. And I let down my hair and unbutton a couple of buttons on my blouse. In fact, I feel wicked, yet strangely alive. Like I'm looking at the image of another person. A woman mocking her own fears. A woman ready to let go. Oh, like my inner slut that's been long caged has come out roaring. Hello again, honey. I just had to perform my little experiment. Perfect you're still here, because I'd like you to help me. No, it's not about driving me home. On the contrary, I want you to stay here and help me. How? I'll tell you. Kiss me. Why are you looking at me like that? Just because I let my hair down? Kiss me. Yes, just do it already. Do I have to say it again? Don't look scared. Let me sit in your lap instead, sir. Straddle you with my long legs and kiss me back, please. Not like that. With your tongue. That's better. And again. Oh, that tastes great. I want your tongue deeper inside my mouth. Please, sir. Oh, can you stroke my back, please, also? Oh, yes. Oh, like that. Lover, please. Oh, my ass, too. Oh, yes, there. You're surprised? Shows you don't know me. Not the real me. Oh, to be honest, I don't know myself. Oh, kiss my neck. Oh, yes, right there. Oh, let's stroke my thighs. No, the inside, please. I know you think I'm attractive. No, don't deny it. You've been wanting to be more than a friend. I know you've been fantasizing about something like this. Yeah, touching yourself late at night. Oh, thinking of what you could do to me. Oh, you aren't bad either. Oh, can you feel how wet I am? Oh, fuck, you make me so horny. And you? Aren't you getting a little hard? Oh, let my hand touch you over your pants. Yes, I am definitely receiving a physical reaction from your cock. You want me to stroke it? How about if I got down on my knees then? And lower your trousers. Oh my. Oh, you are so hard already. Oh, and I'm such a little slut for you. You like it when I talk dirty? Oh, I bet you do. As I let my hand cup your balls. Oh, and then a steady grip around the base. You're moaning already. Oh, pumping you up and down. Slowly. Leaning my face closer so you can feel my breath on your rock hard cock. Oh, the hot air arousing you, making your blood pump, filling your shaft. Oh, but I want more. Please, sir. I want to take you in my mouth. Please. Oh, thank you, sir. My mouth is getting so full of saliva, like a Pavlovian dog. Can you feel my tongue? Starting at the tip. Swirling around the head. Around and around. Then licking down. Slowly. Teasing you to drive you wild. My hand around the base, clenching with my fingers, keeping the blood right there, making you harder. I want to have your cock between my lips. Let my slutty little mouth suck you. Going down on your cock. Moving up and down. Up and down. Sucking it harder. Spraying saliva all over your hardness. Making your shaft really wet. Sucking it makes me so hot. Yes, I am touching myself now. Between my legs. You never imagined that I could be such a little slut for you. Miss Hyde, pleased to meet you. Mm-hmm. Let me take you deeper. And deeper. Oh, fuck. Deeper. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want to swallow all of you. Oh, your balls as well. Oh, deep inside my greedy little mouth. Oh, gagging at your shaft. So deep down in my throat. Again and again. Swallowing you. I can't breathe. But who cares? I just want to be your good girl. You're sweet and needy slut. And now? You want me to stop? Are you gonna spurt now in my mouth? You're losing control? Oh. I bet you're really close. Oh, but I have another need. I want you so bad. Inside me. Fuck me, sir. Please. Please. Oh, yes. Take me on the floor. Like the needy little girl I am. Yes, fucking do it. Let me pull up my skirt and lie down on my back. Just pull down my drenched panties. They're totally redundant now. I think my glasses are a bit redundant as well. I'll take them off. No. Push inside me. Please. Oh, yes. Pound me against the floor. As I wrap my legs around you. Oh, fuck me, sir. Oh, fuck me. Harder. Oh, harder. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Oh, take me like that little horny slut I am. Oh, submit me to your own urges. Oh, this is what I need to feel whole. Oh, being taken on the floor in my office. Oh, yes. Oh, even deeper now. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, fuck me just like that. Oh, my juice is flowing as I release my substances. Serotonin and dopamine. Activating my brain's pleasure and reward systems. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, you're perfect inside my cunt. But I want us to feel even more like animals. Can we please raise ourselves up? Yeah. Oh, so you can take me from behind. Oh, against this desk here. Let me move my laptop and my reports. Oh, no. I want to bend over for you. See my ass welcoming you as I spread my legs. Oh, I want to be taken hard. Oh, no. Oh, I don't want you to be gentle. I want you to fucking destroy me. But first, before you shove your hard cock inside me again, oh, I want you to spank my ass. I deserve to be spanked hard. Please, sir. Please. Spank me. Yes. Again. Oh, I need it. Harder. Oh. And please pull my hair. Oh, yes. Pull my hair and make me a little submissive. Yes. Oh, no, I want you to fuck me again. My dripping cunt is begging to be pounded. Take me, sir. Use me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, just like that. Oh, thrust into me like a primitive force. Oh, fuck. Use all your lust. And all your desire. Harder. Yes, harder. Oh, this is what I crave. Oh, to be fucked against my own desk. Oh, to be treated like the needy woman I am. Oh, fuck. Deeper. Oh, faster. Fuck, don't stop. Just keep fucking me. Oh, I pull my hair. Oh, pull harder. Oh, let me scream. Oh, fuck. I'm yours to do what you want with. Oh, I'm pure lust. Oh, pure desire. Oh, fuck, I need to feel you shooting your seed deep inside me. Oh, please. Oh, please do that. Oh, please. Oh. Fuck me until you come really hard. I'm your pet. Oh, fuck. I'm your good girl. Oh, I'm your little cum slut. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Even harder. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, I'm so close. I need to come. Oh, please, sir, make me come. Oh, I beg you. Oh, I implore you, please. And shoot your load into me. Oh, fill my womb with your sperm. Oh, breed me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come so hard now. Oh, right there. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Come with me, sir, please. Oh, oh yes, come with me. Oh, fucking come with me. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fucking coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. That was, I never thought I could come like that. Oh, let me turn around. I kiss you, honey. You are so sweet. Oh, so good. You never thought this could happen? You've had a crush on me for so long? Really? Oh, I mean, I didn't think this could happen either, but I feel so real now. In harmony. Oh, yes, stroke my hair as I sit in your lap and kiss me again. I can feel the serum going out of my body. I guess my climax gave a catalytic effect. Oh, is this who I am? Then I'd better accept it. Being a total slut does not mean that I can't be extremely intelligent as well. I might be a strange case. And it seems my experiment proved my original assumptions are wrong. Yeah. As it gave the opposite result of what I expected. But that is also a valid scientific achievement, and we should never try to stop science. We are commingled out of high and low. We are human. We are human.